Every plate, baby, it's a brand new year, and every plate is here to help you achieve all of your resolutions. Every plate helps you save money with delicious, affordable recipes delivered right to your door. You can get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code REAP149. That is $1.49 per meal at everyplate.com/podcast. Enter code REAP149. That's up to a $110 value. All right. I say we shart the show. Let's not shart it. Let's start it. What do you say, guys?
Let's do it.
Alan, let's do it.
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was y'all's underdog, dressed in big overalls, living next to the woods. Likes to eat sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory, headed for Southern Cal. Wound up on TV and films, making pop super proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Reap.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What up, bumpkins? Welcome to episode 172 of Country-ish. And today's show, it's like when the moon hits your eye like a big hairy pie. That's a naste. It's National Pie Day, everybody. What other irrational national holidays are today? Stick around. We're going to make fun of them. And in our Best Trends segment, we're going to talk about the Oscars and St. Patrick's Day coming up. In small town news, a guy in Grundy, Virginia was caught eating hair pie at a gas station. Happy Pie Day. Also, I've got more money to give away. Look at here. I got another residual check for everybody. Call in later for a chance to win one of my residual checks. How much is it? I don't know. You got to call in to find out. But we are live right now on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. So leave us a comment. Talk to us. I got two interns in here checking your comments, fact-checking me from time to time. Over here, I got Sergeant Mark having eight balls deep. And sitting right next to him is our resident hayseed, Gen Z, our 21-year-old intern, Isaiah. Say hey, boys.
What's up?
Let me walk you around the room, this table over here. Very noisy table. What happened over there?
Oh, I'm knocking it over. My legs are
snickering and snockering.
I'm standing in the basement over here.
I got two legends from Hickory right here. This guy right here played a little b-ball for the Charlotte Hornets back in the day. Not known for his ball handling skills. But he did block Michael Jordan three times in one game. You might remember him as the fly swatter. Some people call him the Southeastern Man of Mystery. We just call him Sebastian McConaughey.
Hi.
Sitting right next to him is John Stamos' little half-brother, Marcus Stamos.
Good day.
We're going to celebrate your birthday coming up on St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day, baby.
Can't wait for that. But real quick, I'm going to ask y'all and everybody else, it's National Pie Day. What's your favorite pie? You know, don't say hair. We already know that. But in the comments section, what's your favorite pie? I want to know about it. I'll try and get to it at the end of the show. If not, maybe next week. And here's how you know I do it. I'm going to read comments right now from last week. Last week, I asked everybody, did you watch the Chris Rock special live? That's what I was asking. Did you watch it live in the moment? And I had a reason for that question. But anyway, some of you answered my question. Jacob, how's he pronounce that?
Stark.
Yeah, the E's like silent. Okay. Jacob Stark, he goes, not live, you snob. LMAO. I don't know why he would call me a snob just for asking if he watched it live.
Kids.
Hmm?
You don't have kids.
Jacob, why would you say such a thing? I thought we were friends. The reason why I'm asking if you watched it live was because he messed up a joke live, But then
it was
the special, when it came out later, had been cut out. So that's why I was asking, Snob, Stark, what's that?
It was that emancipation joke.
Oh, yeah, do you remember?
Where he said that he watched it just to see Will Smith get beat.
Right.
But he messed up and said, I watched Concussion just so I could see. And then he realized and goes, man, I effed that up. I meant to say... And then he repeated the joke.
So they didn't. So now, if you watch it, you won't even see them that he messed up.
So they edited it.
They cut it out. Yeah.
They need to do that for.
How are you supposed to say the past tense of edit?
It's a double ed.
I mean, that's going to be hard. It's hard to say that correctly and not sound drunk, right?
It's edited.
Jacob also said, "Some of us don't got it like that." LOL. Like what? You don't have a Netflix account? I don't know what he means. Why is he dissing me or trying to make me sound uppity because I'm asking a question about Netflix?
We'll give him a password. Mark's got your password.
Right. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Mandy Carter, she says, no, not live, but later. Also, I share a birthday with Minnie Pearl. All right. Howdy! Hey. And that was she used to say that really loud.
She had the tag on her.
She was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Always had the tag still on the hat. And now look at what all these rappers do now. Still leave the tag and the stickers on there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Meanie.
That's how you take them back to Target or wherever you buy them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodwill. All right. Rick Sanford III. He says, well, they don't call it a choke and slide sandwich for nothing. He's talking about me eating the peanut butter and lube, the KY jelly sandwich, on the show last week. And, it went down pretty smooth. Not going to lie to you. Tastes great.
Did you hit your goal to sit there and continue to eat those jelly sandwiches in Kentucky?
Oh, that will be a teaser for later.
Okay.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Scott Reese, he says, John is like Kim Jong-un. He didn't poop. He don't poop. Does that mean he's full of crap? Yes, Scott Reese, I am full of crap. Of course I poop. I just like to say I don't because I don't want my boo thing thinking I'm nasty. You know
I was
what
wondering how you got away with not pooping.
Yeah, I don't poop.
You
don't
poop.
I don't pee. I don't sweat. I don't have earwax. I don't have mucus. Everything that I eat, my body uses 100% of.
It dissipates into the air.
You have stand-ins for that.
Stand-ins, yes, I do have stand-ins for that. Yeah, I've got like a poop backup guys, sweat guys.
I got you.
Yeah. Tammy Hart Vanador. Varnador.
Varnador.
She says, does it have nuts in the peanut butter? It did not. But
well, that's like funny.
Nutting into the lube.
That is good.
I see what you did there, Tammy Hart, and I appreciate it. Ron Brunty, he says, we got CXS in Kentucky. What does that mean?
That is a rail system. Yeah. That is a rail system.
Gotcha.
I feel like.
Not a CVS. Yeah, it is.
It's a railroad system in Kentucky.
That's what he...
Thank you, Isaiah.
What?
Wait
Thank
a second.
Thank you for the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we got you for. In a little Back bit, me up,
In Isaiah. About 5 minutes from now, he's going to say something about like the Netflix edited special. He's like, Isaiah's on a 5 second delay.
These edited dispassions comments.
Thank you, everyone, for your comments. I appreciate it. Tony German, he says, you're going to be able to shit a pine cone. That's right. Jacob Triplett, new flavor of KY, going to call it PB&J. They should do that. They do have flavored lubes out there.
Yeah.
Motion lotion. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They make the stuff that heats up.
Yeah.
The heating gel.
Edible stuff.
I believe they got. Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I believe
Sit there and breathe on it. And...
Right.
Oh, yeah. The warming.
Warm. Yeah. It's breath activated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have flavors. I mean, they could. KY jelly could do that.
Tutti Frutti.
If they were smart, they're leaving money on the table. Tutti Frutti. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we
KY jelly, and then have grape at the bottom. Just have different flavors of KY jelly.
We didn't have. Did we have KY jelly when we were kids?
No, you had to work it up.
Vaseline, wasn't it? What our go-to? Yeah.
Vaseline. You had to do it like
yeah. Yeah, it was a big
tube. Menthol. So you'd be like, whew, you smell like a grandma.
That's Vicks paper rub.
Daryl Young says, "You nasty bastard." That's right, Daryl. Well, I appreciate y'all for your comments. Leave some down here. You know, what did I ask him before? Oh, your favorite pie. I'll try and answer it at the end. All right. Well, it's day 127 of no alcohol for me. Still dry as a bone, everybody. Staying dry till my prom is nigh. That's the goal. That's
right. How many?
It's 27 days right now.
Oh, he said 100.
Oh, did I say 100?
Yeah, you said 120.
Oh. Let me go back. Let me Chris Rock that thing. Yeah, I meant to say 27. So
he's putting a spin on it.
Yeah. That's right. Is well.
When you see this on Friday, it won't say 127.
Yes. Thank you for correcting me, everyone. It's 27 days.
That's good, though.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up. That's going to be tough. Man. And I'm going to Vegas.
That's real tough.
On Friday. I'm going to be there for a week.
But what happens in Vegas?
No, but I have to live. But it stays in my head. It's a personal thing, man. Yeah. It's a test of wills, bro. Yeah.
I like it.
Mark, you think you could do it?
No. Hey, I've never been to Vegas, so I'd go crazy.
Well, listen, you got a birthday coming up, Sebastian. Let's all say happy birthday to Sebastian. Going to be 35?
36
years old 36. On St. Patrick's Day. Look, Ball's got you a gift.
Happy birthday.
Now listen, I'm going to be honest.
Fur face.
Yep, fur face.
Want me to open this now?
Sure, why not?
So, in the shot.
My birthday is going to be March 26th. Mark's just had a birthday. How old are you? Did you just turn?
I just turned
50. 50.
Yes.
Right. I'll be 51 March 26th.
You just turned 51. No, yeah. I think actually it's 53.
Are you 52, 53? How old are you, man? For real.
My basketball number is 53.
So that's it?
But I'm not.
52.
52.
Okay. Oh, so you're 1 year older than me.
Papa.
I like it.
Enjoy. All right.
What is that? What'd you get?
I got a nasty card. You can't say that was something.
No, the gift.
Oh, and you make a shot and you spin it. I think this is like a...
It's like a spin the bottle type thing.
Spin the bottle, but it's actually spin the bottle.
Open it up, and at the end of the show, we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, if we have time left, I got these...
Don't forget you got a personalized shot glass in there.
Yes.
Personalized shot glass.
That's personalized.
What does it say?
What does it say?
Well, yeah, we're trying not to cuss, so you
happy birthday, F-Face.
Fur face. Oh, yes. Fur face.
Yes.
Duck face. Because the Duck Dynasty guys have fur, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at the end, I got some Irish whiskey right here.
Ooh.
So maybe at the end of the show, you could do a birthday shot for being 52 years old.
Watch the pointer will constantly come back and point at John.
Ah.
No can do.
Take rain checks.
I'll eat KY jelly, but I ain't drinking alcohol. And if you were at my show in Pikeville, Kentucky, or Lexington, Kentucky, you know that I speak the truth. And this is the show I was telling you about. This is it. Right? And we had a good time in Pikeville, Kentucky. And old Isaiah came up there with his meemaw.
Yes, sir.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a great time. You killed it.
Huh?
I said you killed it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. And so let's show some pictures. There we go. There's some fans in Pikeville after the show. They just came. You know, we come up, we do a little meet and greet. I sell merchandise, country-ish stuff. This one was in Lexington. This lady's been coming to my show for years, and she always extra filters things. But anyway, thanks for coming back. What else we got? Let's rifle through them. Oh, yeah. So this guy came up to me, and I said, dude, did you know your zipper's down? And he said, no, oh, my gosh. I said, no, let's keep it down. I'll put mine down, and we'll just be the Flyboys. So here we are. That's in Lexington, Kentucky. Always hanging up. People like to give me Kentucky stuff. Though this guy, he had an awesome shirt on. It said Father, like instead of a father, he's a far Thor, like a dad, just way mightier.
Oh.
Cool dude. I think he gave me that hat I'm actually wearing right there. All right, what else we got? The Alan Jackson. More people in Pikeville. Yeah, you can just, oh, here we go. Pikeville's got a huge chair in their downtown square. So I thought I had to sit on it. You know, didn't we used to have something like that here in Hickory?
We have one in West Jefferson, just like this. West Jefferson, North Carolina.
But at one point...
We've got a big cushion chair in the furniture mart.
Thomasville. High Point.
But at one point in Hickory, didn't we have one?
Not that I remember.
We're trying to save you, but no.
Oh, okay.
Edit this.
No, I mean, I'm just asking for real. I want to know. I think we had, not like that, but it was on the top of something, like a billboard type sign that had like a, that wasn't that big, but it was like just, all right, somebody Google that. Mom, if you're watching, you know what I'm talking about. It was on the way to church. I used to say stuff about it on the way to West Hickory Baptist. All right, here's, they have lots of bears in Kentucky. That's the name of their, I think their university in Pikeville, U-Pike, is the Bears. So just one around town. There's a little art. Look how high I jump, guys.
Wow, look how.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You got a good vertical.
Thanks, man.
That's like NBA level vertical.
That's what I'm thinking. People don't think I actually jumped right there. They thought I just fell off the building or something. But yeah. That's a little art district they have in Pikeville. And there's the Hillbilly Bear, the cartoon bear. They have a thing up there called the Hillbilly Days. We need to go up there for that sometime. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like a festival. They do all kinds of hillbilly crap. Look, there's Isaiah and Maymall and Brent Blakeney in Pikeville, hanging out backstage, having good times. Look how happy Isaiah looks in that picture.
That's a good picture.
Are you wearing the exact same clothes?
No. Well, that's a 1883 shirt, and then this is Yellowstone, so
yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Same hat.
Yep.
All right, what else we got, the Alan Jackson? Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of bears, I told y'all I saw the movie Cocaine Bear. Mm-hmm. It's pretty decent. It's worth going and watching it, you know, if you guys want to go and just laugh at some ridiculous nonsense. It's good. So, in Lexington, Kentucky, they actually have the bear that died from eating all that cocaine.
Oh, they have the cocaine bear?
That's the bear. They taxidermied the bear, and it's at this place called Kentucky for Kentucky, where they sell all kinds of Kentucky merchandise. Mm-hmm. And they have the very bear, the very cocaine bear. And so we had to go.
Huh.
And we took pictures. Now, there's me. Now, look at my nose.
Oh, I see it. Sugar booger.
The cocaine bear likes to share.
Shares the share bear.
The share bear. He's a share bear. That was actually Sweet and Low. I got some Sweet and Low, and I said, I'm going to do this move.
Sure.
There it is. I Heart Cocaine Bear. Yeah, we had a good time. That's a really cool store they got there in Kentucky. Every T-shirt they have in there is a soft tee. I should have got you one for your birthday. Actually, I do. I just didn't bring it with me. I just now remembered I bought you a shirt.
Is it the KY shirt?
Yeah. Mm. It's very slippery.
Yeah.
It's easy to get on and off. And if you wear it inside out and backwards, you won't care.
Well, that's great. I'll need those for the crew stuff.
I forgot. This dude apparently did something illegal in Kentucky. Like, he was a lawyer that, like, swindled people out of money or something.
He looks like a swindler.
And he's, like, famous for being that. And they thought they would use it to their advantage. all right, what else we got? Oh, yeah, and of course, the Colonel. Kentucky Fried Chicken has a little section in the museum there in Kentucky. Yeah, that was a good time. These people came to see me in Lexington. They made their own T-shirts. I don't know if you can zoom into the guy's shirt. It says, "Bees don't live in the ground, John." And another one says, "Red on the head like a dick on a dog."
Yeah.
I actually talked about that. Favorite saying. Yeah. So that was a good time. I think that's all of them, right? Good times in Lexington and Pikeville. Thank you for coming if you came. And I will be in Louisville, Kentucky. I just added Louisville to the tour dates. So look up my tour dates at countryish.com. Alrighty then. Let's talk about March Madness, guys. How excited are you for March Madness? Is your favorite team making it to the dance? Who you rooting for, Sebastian?
I'm rooting for
NC State.
Hofstra.
NC State.
Oral Roberts.
Yale.
That's because your team didn't make it. Listen, I want to say this to all my Carolina friends out there. It's okay to root for us. It's okay to root for NC State. We could use you. You know what I mean? We're not Duke. All right, so we can agree that it would be worse for you to root for Duke. But you're at home. You're not even going to NIT. You turn that down. That's fine. You got standards. But you might as well root for us.
Hey,
because we're not rivals. Remember, we're not rivals. John, you said it. We're not rivals.
John.
Yes.
Am I right in saying that you pulled for Carolina all the times that we were playing in the tournament? Can you hear me in there?
I can hear you.
Did you root for Carolina all the times we were in the tournament?
What do you call it? Non-binary.
Right. That's it.
Non-binary.
Like I didn't care.
Okay.
I kind of was happy when they beat another team from a different state, but if they lost, I kind of went, ah.
Yeah.
So it was like I was happy either way.
That's kind of where we are with yeah. state. Yeah. Okay. So.
So, are you guys going to watch anything, though?
No, we don't
watch
it. Watch
a little bit of it.
You don't? Virginia probably
yep,
make
they
it.
They made it, so I'm rooting for Virginia. Since Virginia Tech didn't make it.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling that Houston's going to win it.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, they got a really good program.
Good.
They got a really good program. Mm-hmm. Last year they made it to the Final Four, and the year before that they made it to the Elite Eight.
You know more than me. I don't even watch basketball. I just think it's funny that everyone else who does, their team didn't make it.
There's a lot of them. You're right.
All righty. Let's move on to our first segment, actually. This segment is brought to you by Hendrick Honda of Hickory. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? Would you like a nice hot dog? Why don't you go down to Hendrick Honda of Hickory, get yourself a Honda and a hot dog? All right. What I do here is I go to Twitter. I click on your hashtag. I find what it is that people are talking about, and I'll weigh in on that subject matter. It's how you know we're in the know, keeping up with the Joneses. It's a segment I like to call... Ooh, it's the best tens! Here's what you're talking about. All right. Hashtag Oscars. Did you watch it? What do you think? Thoughts? Let's go around the room. Sebastian.
Yes.
Did you watch... Or do you know anything about the Oscars? Do you know what that is?
I know who was wearing what.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. They had champagne carpet, not red carpet this year.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was weird.
Yeah.
A lot of people's dresses blending in, and by the end of the night, it looked dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dumb move. Got to keep the red carpet, I think.
Yeah, but I watched a little bit of it.
It like you watched the very beginning of it.
I watched the good stuff.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch it at all. I was driving from Lexington, Kentucky, back home to Hickory. About 5.5 hours Sunday night. I left after the show. So I watched, just highlight. I saw the monologue because, I like Jimmy Kimmel. You know, that's the ish part of the country-ish. I know a lot of people watching this probably doesn't like Kimmel because of his politics. I actually think he's funny. And the monologue was pretty good, I thought. He made me laugh a couple times. But what bugged me the most, no love for Top Gun.
Yes.
Snubbed.
I mean, the movie that saved theaters.
It did.
No love for Top Gun.
That was the only thing that they got was the music.
Huh?
The only thing they got was the music.
What are you talking about?
The song for that?
They won an award for music.
Oh, is that what?
That
I don't know about
that.
That
was the only thing. No, okay. None of the acting, none of that.
So they did win an award?
Right.
Oh, okay.
It no soundtrack. Win Tom stayed in England.
But they just used the same soundtrack.
It didn't win anything for music either. It didn't win anything.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ball. Incorrect.
I was reading something about it.
So. Alan, you had an Oscar.
Maybe it was sound. Like, not music, but I think just
I
sound.
See.
Yeah,
sound effects. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alan, what are your thoughts on the Oscars? I know you have an Oscar party here in Hickory sometime.
Yeah. No, we had a good time with it. So, I always enjoy watching it. But we were all kind of looking for a little drama to happen since we had some last year. Nothing happened this year. It's kind of a boring ceremony.
Yeah, nobody got slapped. Jimmy Kimmel had a funny joke about that. If you come up here and slap me, we will be you will win Best Actor award.
You will be given a Best Actor and given 18 minutes to give a speech.
Right. He had a couple of good zingers in there. He made fun of Tom Cruise and his love of Scientology. He said Tom Cruise's shirtless scene in Top Gun Maverick. With the words, he said, "Ooh, L. Ron Hubba Hubba." I thought that was funny. What was the movie that won all the awards was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, I thought it was Every Which Way But Loose.
This is a remake of that. So it's,
that's funny.
Is the monkey still in it?
Yeah, the monkey's there.
I'll definitely get that.
Clyde should have won an Oscar,
but
man.
Clyde
got snubbed
for
again.
40 years for Clyde to win an Oscar.
God, they always hating on gingers.
I tell you.
So wait a second. Did you see this movie?
I have not seen the movie.
I attempted to watch it. One time, because I like the actors and I like Jamie Lee Curtis. I like that kid. from you know, Goonies and what was it? What was it? Somebody help me.
Indiana Jones. Thank and the you. Temple of Doom.
Indiana Jones. So I was rooting for him. I'm glad he won an Oscar, but I couldn't really get into it. I couldn't get into it. It didn't appeal to me. But Top Gun did. But what was the actress's name who won an award? The Asian actress. Remember her name?
It's Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh and Brendan Fraser were both nominated this year, but they both appeared in Encino Man.
No, Michelle Yeoh was not in Encino.
Oh, who was it then?
The Short Round. The guy who played Short Round.
Oh, what's his name?
He won Best Supporting Actor. Ke Young Kwan.
Ke Young Kwan, okay. Yeah. So Ke Young Kwan, Short Round. Brendan Fraser, both nominated, but both appeared in 1992's Encino Man.
Wow.
Two actors from Encino Man are nominated for Oscars. What an incredible night this must be for the two of them. What a very difficult night for Pauly Shore. That was a Jimmy Kimmel joke I really enjoyed. He also got a joke in about the latest Hollywood fad, the use of a diabetes drug for weight loss. Right? He looked around that room and says, as I look around this room, I can't help but wonder, is Ozempic right for me? That's this new weight loss drug that they're all taking. It's for diabetes. All right, it's also National Pie Day.
Yeah.
And we brought pie up in here.
I'm good to go. I'm ready.
Me and Mom, we made chicken pan pie, and it is delicious. I've already had my piece. I couldn't wait. Dig in if you got some pie.
I just about ate all
What'd
mine.
You think?
I ate all the crust. It was good.
Did you my like mom, it?
My mom's got Sebastian, a good pie.
Have you had any yet?
I haven't yet.
She needs to sell it at church.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it probably should be heated up in the microwave.
Tastes like Baptist pie.
Oh, it is. It is. Southern Baptist pie.
East Hickory
Made
Baptist
with buttermilk.
Oh, good
Cream
job.
Of chicken with herbs. Know? It's very good. But it's actually not Pi P-I-E day. It's Pi P-I day. The number, it's a mathematical constant. It's the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter.
Ah, makes sense.
Approximately equal to 3.14159. It appears in many formulas across mathematics and physics. And I put on Twitter today, I said, since pi is 3.14159265359, do we only celebrate this day today at 1:59 and 26 seconds? How fast can you eat pie? Go. Or do we eat pie all day because it's a mathematical constant? Huh? What about 3.59 at the end? What about that? This is the best day ever for nerds, you guys. Nerds love this day. But let's think about it this way. March the 14th in 1592 at 6:53 and 59 seconds would be the ultimate pie day. Heads probably exploded that day if they even had pie invented back then. I don't know. Somebody call Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. Get Wormser on it. Remember Wormser?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. What other irrational, national... What do you think of that pie?
Pie's fantastic.
Don't forget I got money to give away. Huh? Residual check here in a little bit. Call in to win my money. Pikeville, Lexington, the rest of the world. All right. Today is March the 14th, National Pie Day. But did you know it is also National Write Down Your Story Day? Huh? You guys keep a diary? What's your story, dude?
So what's your story, man? I know your story.
Tell me your story. I want to hear your story. How come you don't keep a journal?
I wished I would have.
Isaiah, I think you should do that. I think...
I'm trying to see how fast I can eat this.
I mean, after you're done eating the pie, I think that'd be a good homework assignment for you, is for you to every day write something down. You know, you'll love it later in life, because that's what I did. Remember I did John's journal?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I pulled one.
Oh.
This is March the 10th. 1989.
Ooh.
March the 10th, 19. I'll just wrote you. So I had a teacher, Sue Huffman. She made the junior class keep a journal. For the first 15 minutes of every class, she told you just write whatever you want on a piece of paper. I'll collect it and I'm going to give it to you at the end of the year and you'll thank me. I thought it was the dumbest thing ever because I don't know what I'm tired half the time. So here's a random one. Today I woke up around 7:05. I got out of bed at 7:15. if that tells you anything. And ate breakfast, which was nothing but a bowl of Fruit Loops. After that, I went in the shower at about 7:20. While I was in the shower, I brushed my teeth, too. When I got out of the shower and was fully dressed for school, it was about 7:45.
Whoa.
So I got my brother and headed out for school. When I got there, the 8 o'clock bell had just rang, so I quickly made my way to it, the school, and to my locker. When I opened my locker, I was surprised to see all of my books falling down on the ground.
Nerd.
Someone had stacked my locker. I think it was Andrew Killian. He's my best friend. And is always pulling stunts like that. After I picked up all my books off the floor, I went to the corner where everybody stands.
I haven't heard that word in a long time. Stack my locker.
Stack my locker.
Don't stack my locker, man.
Now, who stacked my locker, stack man? My locker. Did you ever do that to anybody?
Yeah, well, we used to do that. Yep. I'm still concerned about that. So here's the timeline.
I got the timeline right here.
The Murdoch thing's timeline. Yeah. Big deal, right?
Murdoch.
I fed the dogs. I went to the kennel.
You went to the kennel.
I saw Paw.
Yeah. But from 7:20 to 7:45, you was in the shower.
That's what is according to this.
According to the timeline.
Well, it says here, I got in the shower at 7:20.
All right.
And while I was in there, I brushed my teeth.
Okay, how long does that take?
And then
2 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes toothbrush?
2 minutes.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. When I got out of the shower and was fully dressed, so that's the dress time. So the shower's not all that dress.
Sure.
Time, some of it. Yeah, that's what it says. I wrote
it
down.
Have the slacks on or what's
fully dressed?
Fully dressed, t-shirt, jeans, braided belt, deck shoes.
Hopefully your brother didn't go to the shower after.
I think
you.
Those are funny. You should read those every now and then.
Yeah,
pull those out.
We'll bring that back a little
from time to time.
Yeah. So I say you should do that for real.
Did anybody time me?
Did anybody time me?
Y'all rewind this later and let's. Put it in the comment section. How long did it take him to eat that slice of pie? It's also National Equal Pay Day, guys.
Ugh.
What do you think? Should Wow, Moose thinks it's hilarious.
Wow.
Moose thinks the idea of equal pay is hilarious.
I do too.
Why are you laughing at that, Moose?
No, it's more of the we need to make a little clip out of Sean's reaction when you announced the name of the day. So.
Oh, I missed it. I was reading the thing.
It was just that he just did a, ugh.
He agrees with it.
Well, let me ask you, Sebastian, and everybody else. Should women get paid the same amount as men?
Get ready to edit it. No.
Okay. Why not?
Well, they should.
Okay.
I'll preface what they should.
Uh-huh.
But they should do the same job to get the same pay.
Oh, yeah. So it just depends on what the job is.
It depends on the job.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. I feel that way.
Yeah.
If you are doing the exact same job and you work exact same hours and,
absolutely.
And you're making the same amount of money for your company.
Right. Send all your comments to Mark Hunt.
But then again, you got to say, what is a woman? Why? If a woman gets paid less than a man, why wouldn't she just say, well, actually, I'm a guy? You can do that now. You can be whatever you want to be. There's no rules.
We don't. If it's equal.
What about the WNBA? Should they get paid the same?
Market. Don't even get me started. The market.
Yeah.
The market.
I saw someone say.
They do get paid more. They get paid more than the NBA.
How's that?
Well,
It's pi day. This mathematics.
Pi.
Get the algorithm machine going.
The amount of money, the revenue that the WNBA makes. The female players get over 70% of that. Check that if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Players get
8 to 10%
of it.
So they get less of a slice of the pie.
It's a percentage.
Certain things.
Slice of the pie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I didn't know that one. But I heard somewhere else too that like if you looked at how much money the WNBA makes, right? On ticket sales, which
they
is
lose
not
money.
It's a lot of They
yes,
lose money.
They do. Yeah.
Technically, the female players should be paying back the losses.
Right.
For getting able to play. I don't know if that's true. I just saw it somewhere.
No, look at the stands. That's all you got to look at.
All we're trying to say is happy equal pay day, everybody.
Except for that.
When I saw,
except for me.
Maybe everything except WNBA.
Yeah.
When I saw Equal Payday, I was thinking, is that a payday candy bar that's sweetened with Equal? We should do that.
You know, another thing, too. Porn stars.
Oh.
The
females weigh way more than
10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to give equal pay to WNBA, we want equal. We have much more to do.
That's
to
right.
Think about than females.
Peter North needs Peter North. More money. I just made that.
Is that the only one you know?
It's also, this is a horrible transition. It's National Children's Craft Day.
Oh.
Yeah. It's March 14th, guys.
Porn leads in the children.
Did you guys ever do crafts and arts when you was in school? Did you ever make a project?
Yep.
What'd you make?
What do you call them things, Mark? We used to make, God's Eyes. Remember them?
God's Ice?
God's Eyes.
Eyes?
God's Eyes. I think that's how you...
God...
You took some yarn and you put them around popsicle sticks.
Oh.
Am I wrong? Didn't nobody do that at y'all school?
But what is it? What's the goal after we make the after we do that?
We just look at them and then we let the Lord.
Okay. Not familiar
with
that.
We let the Lord.
I've done stuff with yarn and glue.
I guess
because
we were
popsicle
urban.
Sticks.
We had nothing else. Yeah.
I didn't know it was called God's Eyes.
God's Eyes.
What about you, Mark? You ever make anything? Did you make the devil's eyes?
No.
You smoked the devil's lettuce.
Made a lot of paper airplanes and spit wads.
Spit wads? Yeah. That's the poor man's arts and crafts right there. Heck yeah.
He's still good at that, too.
I remember one time a science project or science thing in 7th or 8th grade, they had us do something for science class. And I thought, like, oh, they would show us pictures of a nucleus. And to me, it always looked like just a fried egg. So I went home. I said, Dad, I have this idea. Can we just get an egg, fry it, and can I take that to school and say it's a nucleus? He's like, yeah. And I just Googled it, and people have already done that. The Ellen Jackson, is there a picture of that fried egg nucleus? I did this, and my dad put it in the freezer so it would stay. And I go, yeah, and all you got to do now is label. That's the nucleus. It's the nucleose or whatever, cytoplasm. So, yeah, happy Children's Craft Day. It's also, yeah.
Well, I was going to give you an answer on that WBENA.
What?
the WNBA.
Edited.
WNBA.
But the they said they failed to generate even 1% of the NBA's revenue.
Oh.
And
so technically they owe money.
And they said that WNBA players only get about 20% of it versus the approximately 50% that's shared with the NBA.
But they
NBA.
Do the same job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the good aspect, I can speak from my background, a military, as far as soldiers are concerned. A female soldier downrange makes just as much as male soldier downrange.
There you go. A life is a life, man. Good to know. It's also National Learn About Butterflies Day. What do you guys know about butterflies?
They were worms at one time.
Caterpillars.
Right. Yeah.
Caterpillars.
And cocoons. Yes.
They are like the original non-binary.
What?
They started off, they identify as a butterfly later on. Oh, it's interesting. How many types of butterflies do you think there are worldwide?
Oh, there's hundreds.
Thousands.
20,000.
Thousands.
20,000 types of butterflies. Wingspans can go anywhere from 1/2 inch to 11 inches. And they can live anywhere from a week to almost a year long, depending on the species. And they can migrate over distances, long distances, like the monarch butterfly can go all the way from Mexico to Canada. It's about 3,000 miles. And the biggest one is called the Queen Alexandra's Birdwing. Look how big this son bitch is. The Alan Jackson, can you show that picture of the butterfly that I sent? Because it was, look at the size of that sucker.
That's a moth.
Well,
man.
You know, it looks like a butterfly to me. According
is that
to
a butterfly
I can't confirm it, man. I'm not a butterflyologist. But they said that was a butterfly. It's pretty huge, whatever that thing is. It looks like Mothra, the thing that attacked Godzilla. If I saw something like that, it would freak me out. It's also National Potato Chip Day. What's your favorite potato chip, guys? Quick.
Plain.
Sour cream onion. Plain potato chip.
Incorrect. It's right in front of you. Route 11 Dill Pickle Potato Chips. Sent to us by Samantha Dawn Kingston.
Yep.
That's my favorite. It's the kettle kind. Kettle kind's good.
Those will break your teeth.
Yeah, but they're good. I like to dip in the sour cream as well.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we got a lot of show to do, man. Don't forget, I got money to give away. We have an interesting small town news story about some sex act that happened at a gas station in Virginia. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more country-ish after this.
Aren't you going to kiss me, John?
Oh, wow. I would that now? You mean like right now? I mean, yeah, I would absolutely love to kiss you.
Scram, Reap! Hey. What a loser! Why are you even here with him? He's not even funny. What in the world is wrong with you?
What's happening?
Oh, I didn't see you standing there. Did your prom not go so well? Come to my prom. John Reap's prom to the redo. Right? Hey, everybody. Captain John Reap here at your service, and I want you to go cruising with me on the Sea Amigos cruise, baby. Brand new ship, Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. It's the world's largest cruise ship. Come aboard, I'm expecting you. November 5 through 11, baby. Comedy, karaoke, podcasting. Come get tropical with us in November. November the 5th, we leave out of Port Canaveral, Florida, and we're cruising to Perfect Day at Coco Cay, Cozumel, Mexico, Costa Maya, Mexico, and Roatan, Honduras. It's gonna be a breeze. We're doing an 80s, 90s karaoke themed night. Come dressed to impress for that. We're doing stand-up comedy from yours truly and other friends. And we're doing a VIP free cocktail meet and greet night. And I want you to come hang out with me on the Sea Amigos cruise. Book your cabin right now. Go to johnreap.com/cruise. We'll see you on the ship.
Hey there, John Reap here. Well, a 17-year-old clean-shaven John Reap. This is me at my prom in 1989. And as you can see, I didn't have a date, didn't need one. Why bring sand to the beach? Anyway, you can come stag to my prom too. I'm doing a throwback prom, April the 15th. We're going back in time, somewhere between 1985 to 1995. It's also a fundraiser. I'll see you there.
You're coming. So get that tux, get that dress. It's a good time for good calls. Book your cabin. It's going to be a good time. Are you looking to cut down on your food expenses? I thought so. Get more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping. So you can count on great value week after week. Plus, only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. Want to get dinner on the table quicker? Try 15 minutes or less. Our new slate of recipes ready that only take 15 minutes or less to prepare. Choose from fast, flavorful options like pimento-style grilled cheese sandwiches and smoky cumin pork tacos. OMG! It is so good. Taco Tuesday, that's right. Choose every plate over takeout to save money while still enjoying quick, satisfying meals. Our meals are 58% cheaper than your average fast casual meal. Put the money you save towards making fun plans for springtime, like coming to my prom or going on a cruise. This stuff is delicious. Me and Mom just had the, where'd it go? Right here. We had, oh my gosh, smothered pork chops. So delish with roasted carrots and mashed potatoes. It's a breeze. It's fun. You know, you get to bond with people in the kitchen. You know, it's old school. Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal. by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code REAP149. That is $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code REAP149. That's up to a $110 value. Alrighty, I say we move on to our next segment. As you guys know, there's a lot of negative things going on in the news all the time. We don't like to talk about those things. We like to talk about weird things that happen in small towns. It's a segment that can be best described by my good friend, Justin Clyde Williams.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right. So, when I was in Pikeville, Kentucky, I talk about the podcast, you know, and I tell them about this segment. And as I was talking about small town news, a murmur started happening in their crowd. Remember that, Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
What were they talking about?
They were talking about the Grundy double quick.
Yes. So I had to stop and go, whoa, what? And some guy's like, oh, this... something crazy that happened in a small town not far from here. And I had them tell me about it. And I said, okay, I promise you that will be the story on the next episode. So all of you who are in Pikeville and you told me to talk about this, here we go. I have handed this segment to my young intern, 21-year-old. He's a Hayseed Gen Z from that area. And he was the show.
Actually, I was there too.
Huh?
I actually have roots there too.
You have. Everybody's got roots there. Wow, the Hatfield McCoys is sitting right here. What if we find out that somewhere down the pipe, you guys, great grandparents killed each other?
We already consider each other family. I'm just not telling you who the black sheep is.
Okay.
Let's
hear it, brother. What you got today?
In honor of National Pie Day, here's a story for y'all.
All right.
A guy in Grundy, Virginia was caught eating hair pie at a gas station.
Oh, hair pie.
Makes sense.
You like hair pie?
I haven't had hair pie since 1985.
They stopped making hair pie, didn't they?
Yeah, they've changed.
You got to go back in time to find hair pie.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Makes sense. Virginia is the state for lovers.
That's right.
Another good headline for this article would have been South Boston Boy Bungles Backseat Booty Call in Buckcannon County.
What's the name of the county?
Buckcannon.
Buckcannon?
Buck.
Buckcannon?
No, Buckcannon.
Buckcannon.
We call it
now say
Buchanan.
Real fast.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
We call it Buchanan.
How's it spelled?
But when Isaiah's from Virginia, he calls it Buchanan.
Everybody in that area calls it Buchanan.
So everybody up there is mispronouncing.
Y'all are pronouncing it wrong.
He would know.
How do you pronounce the mountains that's in Boone?
Appalachian.
That's right. But when you watch the news, and it's
they say Appalachian.
Appalachian.
And they're incorrect.
But we're the ones that are screwing it up. But I get it.
We're not screwing it up. The Cherokee Indians. Sorry, here's a history lesson.
Go ahead.
The Cherokee Indians are the ones that named it, and they pronounced it Appalachian.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the Cherokee spoke Cherokee. They call it Hotchkin.
That's Chinese.
They call it, yeah. I don't know any Cherokee.
You went Chinese with that.
That was not Native American at all. Yeah. I don't know what that was.
This happened in the very small town of Grundy, Virginia. Population 875.
Wow.
That's pretty small. Yeah. I think Nick Cannon has more kids than that.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
If Buchanan or Cannon?
Nick Buchanan?
Yeah, Nick Buchanan.
Anyway, Buchanan, that's where he's from. Okay.
This is about an hour away from my hometown of Daint. Rhymes with paint.
Daint?
Yep, Daint.
All right, time out.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. Every time something happens in Virginia, Kentucky, you go, that's where my people are. Do you have somebody that lives everywhere? I need you to walk me through your timeline. Where were you born? Give me the name.
I was born in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay. Now, how do we end up in Daint?
They walked there.
That's where my mom's from.
But that's not answering the question.
Well, give me the timeline.
I was born in Bristol because that was the nearest hospital, was an hour away in Bristol.
It's right on
but
the
my mom and dad lived in Daint.
Daint. All right. That's an interesting name.
It's right next to Taint.
So in Daint, we don't do that. We stick to the taint.
Oh, okay.
You beat me to them. But Grundy people are lucky because they have a two-story Walmart. And people in Daint ain't got jack squat.
Oh,
anyway, okay. Earlier this year, deputies responded to a call of a fight at the Double Quick convenience store in Grundy. As the police were responding to the call, deputies passed the vehicle matching the description. Sounds like the cops responded to super slow to a Double Quick.
Well, yeah, because they were passing it on the way out. Yeah, they missed it.
When gotcha. The cops tried to pull them over, the suspects floored it and tried to get away, but they crashed the car, got out, and ran on foot. So the cops began an investigation into the FUPA feasting that took place next to the
FUPA feasting. Yeah,
that took place next to a gas pump at the Double Quick, aka the old humpin' pump.
Mm. Oh. Yes.
During the investigation, police discovered several cell phone videos of the whole thing recorded by bystanders. It turns out they were doing a quickie at the Double Quick.
Okay. Yep, yep.
Not
yep.
just celebrating National Hair Pie Day or Pink Taco Tuesday.
I already know what we're going to be talking about at my next family reunion.
Okay.
Also, the vehicle had a sticker of an upside-down pineapple on it. And when the couple got pulled over, they said they were on their way to a key party in Hurley. Do you know what a key party is, Mark?
I feel threatened. No, I don't. Sorry.
It's for swingers, so they like get this big old bowl.
Wait, ask Stanley. Okay. I mean, ask Sebastian if he knows what a key party is.
Yeah, you got to. You have a key. You have somebody else has another key.
Matches
right? key. Somebody's got a lock. Somebody.
So
got
you're
a
saying
key.
These two people were like little kinky swingers?
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay,
I might be kidding.
I thought he was. <gonna say. laughs>
He may have made that part up. It's okay.
After the carpet munching, these two lust birds were involved in an attempted altercation with the bystanders.
Okay.
Evidence was collected, including
a blue dress,
surveillance footage, cell phone video, eyewitness statements, and items found during a search of the crash vehicle. The items were a loaf of bread, Jif peanut butter, and KY jelly. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Hey, wait a second. That's what's in my car.
Might have been you.
I see what you did there.
Just
like
kidding.
It.
But if you're in the mood for a good time, and if you want some Kentucky bluegrass heroin, call this couple. I shouldn't have accused them of selling drugs, but in this video, it's pretty clear that they were methed up.
Oh, there's a video. Okay, I don't know if I did kind of look at this. You know,
like
they're at the gas pump. Yeah. The door's open. The guy walks around to the passenger side, and he's helping himself. Take and there's up. These other people that are recording it on their phone and from their vehicle, and they're egging him on. I guess you could play a little bit of the beginning of it, the Alan Jackson, so we can hear the people laughing and sort of egging him on. Like, and here's the thing. You imagine if you're at a gas station and you see, you're just trying to fill up your car, and you're seeing this man fill up his lady. Take her pants down and just go to town. And the guys that are recording it are like underage.
Oh.
So there's a whole nother element to this story.
Oh.
Yeah. Go
Is
ahead.
Is this buddy. A Subaru?
Elliot, wait, what's your car, Elliot? I mean, Isaiah. Why do I keep calling you Elliot?
Oh, mine's a Subaru.
Yeah, it looks Boom. Like a Subaru.
And guess what this guy's name is?
Isaiah.
Oh.
Yes, sir. The man identified as Isaiah Fuller.
Fuller.
Fuller, eh?
I bet he was Fuller.
He fooled her up.
Of South Boston, Virginia. And he was charged with one count of an obscene sex act in public, a DUI for driving with beer goggles, and one count of eating with his mouth open. The woman...
that one.
They're good.
Okay. Is Mildred Pacquiao? I guess that's
is
how
that
you say
what the
it.
Lady's name is?
It, or Paseo or
I don't know. Pacquiao is really
we'll
not
just
better.
Say Pacquiao.
I was
going
to say it's
so
a boxer
of Danville, Virginia. Mm. She was cited for not wearing a seatbelt. And by the way, you know the rules. It's click it or ticket, not click it, or lick it, and stick it.
There you go, buddy.
According to the release, warrants for Fuller and Pacquiao are outstanding. Guess he should have pulled over and pulled out.
There you go. All right, let's wrap it up. We got 3 minutes left. Give me the last little bit.
So, Mr. Fuller has relatives that live in Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Miss Pacquiao has relatives that live in Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Okay, I think this is where we're getting funny.
And the couple's favorite vacation spot was Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Boy. Uh-huh.
And their honeymoon was here in Climax.
Oh, Climax. That's a real place.
It's a real thing. I went by Climax today.
Yeah.
Just drove right by.
We came and went the same time. Town small, but the news is huge. Yeah. Give it up for the town of Grundy.
Good Isaiah. Good Isaiah.
I think Grundy should come out with its own crotchless underwear. Right?
Grungy or Grundy?
Grundy wear.
Grundy wear.
Yeah, or Grundy undies. You know, it could be edible underwear.
Chicken
Have pump. You ever heard of the gas station called Pump and Munch?
No.
That's a real place.
Wow.
There are real chain of gas stations called Pump and Munch.
They need to change their name.
I mean, this would have been better had it happened at a Pump and Munch. I mean, Double Quickie's pretty good. Pump and Munch would have been better.
Yeah.
Just my 2 cents. All right. Let's give some money away. Come over here, Stamos.
Mm-hmm. Give it away.
You're give the one with the lavalier microphone. Now, what we do here is I told y'all at my show, you know, I'm not just I'm not just a highly ranked podcaster.
Number two,
according to the World Podcast Federation. One of these days, we'll get to number one. Knock on wood. I got to find out who runs that thing, the website. Ranked number two. Not only do I do that, not only do I travel the country doing stand-up comedy, I'm also an actor. I've been in movies, sitcoms, you know, voiceovers, commercials. Adult films I'm not proud of. And when they air them, they have to pay me. They're called residual checks. How many we got here? I got one here.
You got one there. I got six here.
Okay, I'll let you shuffle them up. We haven't opened these yet. He's going to slide one across the table at random. I'm going to open it right here live on the show. Now, remember, I've given checks for over $1,100, $700. Normally, it's $1.12. But you never know. I haven't opened it yet. We're going to open it live on the show. I'm going to tell you what it's for. You call in with the guests. Should be a phone number down here. Start calling that number. Because in a minute, Stamos is going to spin the ball of balls. And we're going to pick numbers at random. And you call in with the guests. Closest person to the amount wins the check. It is a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you for
you've given me this check. I'm going to open it down here where you can't see the amount because we're going to do some in-house guessing. That will help you gauge how you should be guessing. You know what I'm saying? Read their poker face. Read my poker face. Yeah. Bye-bye poker face. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Dag nabbit.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Did I get a good one?
Getting cocky.
Uh-oh. It's either a lot or a
well, this is,
two pennies.
This is, I did a TV show called Blackish.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where we get country-ish from.
Yeah.
I was on one episode of Blackish. True story. I played a guy named Whitey. And I owned a store called Whitey's. And this episode is called Martin Luther Skiing Day. And they go on a ski trip and they pop in my store. And that's the episode I'm in. That's where I came up with country-ish. Because the show is about the main character kind of, you know, his family not being as black as he wants him to be. And that's how I feel with you guys. I'm not as country as you want me to be.
I don't know.
I am ish. You know what I'm saying? Over here, Isaiah, 100% country. Oh, yeah. I'd say I'm like 20% country. Yeah. What levels are you? If you had to...
I'm probably 30%.
30% what?
Ooh. Country.
No. I think he's more than that.
Oh, really?
No. I'd give you like 45.
Really?
I would give him 50.
What do you think, Sean?
No, I think he's too pretty boy for all that. He's definitely like 33.
The dude goes camping.
He does camp, but he doesn't really camp. Drinks he gets the beer, air mattress. He dips. Out. You have air mattress?
Yeah.
And you do dip. That gives you 10%.
He dips.
Yeah.
A good dipper.
So you're saying he's less country... More-ish. What about you?
Well, I'm undercover. Levels are you? I'm undercover country because I've actually raised on a farm. I can milk a cow.
But give me a percentage. Whatever. Give me a level.
I'm 45.
Percent, which one, ish or country?
Country.
Okay. Ball?
I'd say I'm 25.
Percent?
Country.
Country, okay. But yeah,
Isaiah's over.
All right, so everybody's got levels. That's why this show applies to anybody. I've got
farm and you back. Think I'm 100?
Mm-mm. No, I'd say you're like 85% country.
I'd say 85.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things.
I mean, you've never worked a hard day in your damn life.
Yeah.
Let me look at your hands. Ain't no calluses on there.
You can't work on cars.
That was the thing. I worked on farms and all that stuff. I had family that's had farms and stuff, but I went the military direction. So I think that kind
of. Yeah. That gives you some cred. All right. So this is one episode of Black-ish. It's for internet rental, basic cable, pay television, and electronic. So it's four different categories. Stamos, how much is this check?
We'll go $1.97.
Dang, wow.
Old stick in the mud.
Stick in the mud.
$1.97.
He just doesn't want you to be successful.
Come on, man. It's $22.94.
I'm going $48.95.
$10.50.
I love the way he says dollars. It'll never get old.
$10.
If the closest person to the amount in this room is Mark Ball at $48.95. So know that when you call in.
Wow, big money.
Just know that the closest one is 48 and some change. Think of that when you call in. All right, Stamos, spin the ball of balls.
I did already.
And hand me one.
You ready?
You like to double bounce?
First one bounce. Thanks.
All right, I'm going to read. This is the number of caller that we take. Whatever's on the ball here. 34. So y'all show it to the camera. Caller number 34, D'Ellen Jackson, you just let him into the room, and we'll see if they can guess closer.
All right, they're in the room.
All right, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
This is Mary.
Mary!
Quite crunchy.
What's up, you guys?
Can we get a little bit more volume? Mary, where are you calling in from?
I live near Bristol, so this is my little area, too. When Isaiah speaks about Gate City, it's about 10 minutes down the road.
Have you seen me live?
Yeah, and you said, there I am on your boobs. I had your country-ish shirt on with your face on it.
Oh!
And we got a picture of it.
In Lexington?
No, in Bristol.
Oh, in Bristol. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Have you seen this episode of Black-ish?
I have never seen Black-ish.
How dare
you? But I can guess a number.
All right. How much is this residual check?
I'm going to say $47.39.
I see that you're trying to match Ball. That's a smart move. That's why we give you hints. It's not exactly right. So we're going to take two more callers, but don't go anywhere. The Alan Jackson is going to put you on hold, but you're winning right now. Okay. The Alan Jackson. Oh, yeah. Hey, you're going to pick a ball.
Second bounce.
Here it comes. Oh, second bounce.
Come on, man. Second bounce. Good job.
Look at that, dude. I'd be good at, what's that? Jacks? What's it called?
Yeah, jumping jacks.
No, it's...
Just jacks.
What's it called?
Just jacks.
Just jacks. Caller number... What's that say? Is that 40?
That is 47, right?
Oh, no, it's upside down.
74?
It's, dude, seriously, I want to get it right. I think it's 37.
It's 37.
Okay. Caller number 37, the Ellen Jackson. Let them on into the room. Let's see if they can guess any better than our first caller.
All right, they're in the room.
John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Sherwood.
Sherwood.
Sherwood?
Sherwood.
Sherwood. Yeah. Is that your first name or last name?
Yeah, I mean, that's the first name.
Sherwood is your first name?
Yeah, man.
That's cool, dude. I love it. How do you spell
that? Yeah, I'm lucky like that.
How do you spell it?
S-H-E-R-W-O-D.
Wow.
Right?
Sherwood. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
That was my high school point guard, Sherwood. Were you my high school point guard? Were you 5'6"? Spud Webb?
No, man. No, not quite.
Where are you calling in from?
Carolina Beach.
Carolina Beach. Yeah. Oh, I'm jealous.
Yes, sir.
One of the best beaches in North Carolina is Carolina Beach. Very underrated.
Oh, yes.
How old are you?
53.
53, that's Sebastian's age.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
So what do you do for a living there, Sherwood?
I'm a photographer, man. I take pictures of sunrise and sunsets every day.
Photographer?
Oh, I thought he said I'm retard.
Can't say retard. Yeah.
No, like he's retired, like the country version. I'm retard.
Not I'm retarded, man.
He's retarded.
No, I take pictures every day.
Nice.
What? He takes pictures.
Takes pictures of sunsets. Yeah. I love
sunrise and sunsets, man, on the water, man.
Yeah, man, on the water. They're the best kind. I love it. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you like sunsets, you got to come on the cruise with us, dude. Some of the best sunsets you will ever see will be on my cruise with all these dudes.
Ah, sweet. Heck yeah, man. Sounds good.
So I hope you can make it. But if not, till then, let's guess. How much is the Screen Actors Guild residual check?
I'm going to say 53.
53 even, lucky man. Okay, that's the second guess. Not bad. Here's the thing. No one's got it exactly right yet, so it's anybody's ball game, and I don't do math, so I don't even know who's winning. All right, let's get the last caller in here. Marcus?
All right, we're going to go with four bounce.
Four bounce?
Four bounce. Ready? One, two, three.
Whoa! Look at the sober John Reap.
Dude!
Yeah, I know, right? He would have been drinking.
Give me some chopsticks and a fly.
Fly.
Yeah. Sober John.
This is color. Is this a 6 or a 9, Marcus?
Your eyesight is about as good as mine. That's actually color 20.
No, that's a 6 or a 9, dude.
That's a 6.
All right, caller number 6, the Alan Jackson. Let him on into the showroom. I'm going to hand this check off to...
All right, they're in the room.
All right. Hey, this is John Reap. Who am I talking to?
Travis Mahaffey.
Travis Mahaffey, my yoga instructor, dude. Level 1800 certified, does his own fitness now called Shamrock Fitness.
Okay.
We're celebrating Sebastian's Shamrock St. Patrick's birthday.
Right.
Wow. And I did a workout today called the Shamrock Shake, right, Travis?
That's right. Calorie free, baby.
Huh?
Calorie free.
Calorie free, yes. Tell them how good I did today.
Man, you got to let the eagle was soaring, man. Tell him about letting the eagle fly.
Here's what
you kill it every time, man. You absolutely kill it.
Here's what Travis means by the eagle. When I sweat, for whatever reason, the sweat pattern that shows up on my shirt.
It's like wings.
It looks like an eagle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a big monarch butterfly.
Could be a monarch butterfly.
Could be.
Let the eagle out.
It depends on how hard I work. He said, let the eagle soar, baby. Well, I'll tell you, my legs are sore from the Shamrock Shake. Travis, this is great. This is why we spin the random ball of balls. Because I didn't know what color
we could
was
just
gonna
read
pick.
Some of them.
I didn't know it was going to be Travis. But Travis.
There you go.
You watch Blackish, buddy?
I have never seen an episode.
All right. Well, I'm in one. And that's what the check is for today. Travis Mahaffey
All right.
Shamrock Fitness. How much is the Screen Actors Guild residual check?
Let's go $51.27.
$51.27. Lock him in. All right, votes are in, guesses are in. It's not up. It's out of my hands now.
Well, it usually is. Thank goodness, because we took. I took General Math 1,
mm-hmm.
General Math 2.
That's right.
I didn't go above and beyond. Add, subtract, multiply, divide. So
what would be
I'm no
after
help.
Math 1 or
like
Math 2?
Like a pre-algebra, I think.
Trigonometry.
Yeah.
Zoology. You took
three.
Zoology.
Math 3.
Math 3. And what you do in Math 3 that you wouldn't do in Math 2?
I don't know. I was just trying to like add what comes next. Like, pretend like you couldn't add after two. Like I was pretending like two was the highest you could count.
Do square roots in math three.
Yeah. Do you know what the circumference of a circle is?
Depends on how big you draw.
Pie! It's National Pi Day.
Yeah. Depends on how big you draw the circle.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
So the algorithm machine back here is not working correctly. What? So I'm having to do this manually. So.
Oh, no.
Just give me a minute. I just gotta.
Must be close.
No, I know it's gonna be a tough one.
This is going to be if I trust anyone to do it manually, I do trust the Alan Jackson and Moose.
Okay. He went to one of the most prestigious universities in the world.
This is true. You know, I like to give these guys a hard time that root for Carolina, but this guy actually attended and graduated.
True.
From the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Very smart person.
Not at Pembroke.
Not Pembroke.
Not at Asheville.
Greensboro.
Charlotte.
Wilmington. None of those state schools.
He didn't go to state. Didn't go to Puke. This man graduated from the finest.
We got one of the finest.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm having to find a Zen spot for me here. Zone in on this.
We've never had this before.
No, this is the first.
This is the first.
I wish that algorithm machine was working, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, if Travis Mahaffey from Shamrock Fitness could, he's very good at helping me meditate sometimes. And I think Dallin Jackson's picking up on it.
I got it.
Wow.
He thinks he's got it.
Holy crap. This is great.
This might have an asterisk beside of it.
We got it.
I want to say that may have been faster than the algorithm machine. Alan's brain, it's tied. It's close.
That's been one of our slower ones.
All right. So we have a winner. And like I said, I don't know who it is. But he does. And that's the Alan Jackson. The only person in the world right now.
Unless he showed it to Moose.
I don't show it to Moose.
So I stand correct. The only person in the world who knows who the winner is of the Screen Actors Guild residual check from one episode of Black-ish
is
Deion Jackson.
Where's the music?
And I say now's a good time.
Bring him in?
To let him in the room.
All right, the winner is now coming into the room right now.
John Reap is speaking to you on the line. Who are you?
Sherwood!
A name like that, you gotta win.
Congratulations, Sherwood. Dude, I hope I get to meet you one day, man.
Yeah, man, and the House of Blues like a couple months ago.
You met him at
The House of Blues. You're at my show at the House of Blues?
Excuse me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
Well, I meant to say, I hope I get to meet you again.
Okay, yeah, that works.
That's what I meant to say. How much is your guess, Sherwood?
It's $53.
The actual amount of this check is $68.
Wow.
And 79 cents. Congratulations, Sherwood. We have one question for you.
What are you going to do about the cash?
Okay, buddy. Now, this is where it gets fun. I've always said this, and I mean it. This check is yours. This check is yours. I will sign this check, and I will mail it to you. My intern, Sergeant Mark Having Eight Balls Deep, will mail it to you. Now, here's the deal. I don't know if you can cash it. That ain't up to me. That's up to you and your bank. I'm going to do my part. So it might be a useless piece of paper for all I know. So you can gamble and you can take the useless piece of paper that says $68.79, or you can choose to get something from the mystery box of merchandise. And there's t-shirts and hats, CDs, belt buckles, all kinds of goodies in the mystery box of merchandise. What do you say, Sherwood?
I'm going to take the money and run.
Oh, that's how the game is played.
put
good
all
luck
this,
cashing it, my
put
friend.
This crap up.
Put it away. Show them that $100 bill. Show them the $100 bill that was
it's
in
inside
there.
Of one of these envelopes.
That's right, $100.
You didn't know they was all them envelopes.
Hell, I
could have
been yours.
Oh, sucker.
JK, that's a JK. Here's what I want you to do, Sherwood. I want you to go to countryish.com. Click on the contact okay. section. Click on the contact section and then send me an email with your name and your address and the amount of the check, and I'll get it out to you ASAP. Okay, buddy?
All right, buddy. Sounds good, man.
All righty. You have all a right. good one. And thanks for all playing, right, okay, everybody. And that is how we play. How does this feel? All right. All righty. Now we begin the show dismount. If you got any comments that you want me to read or anything you want me to address, say it right now. Post it right now in the comments section or forever hold your peace. You know what I'm saying? And while you're doing that, let's plug some tour dates. Next gig, March 25 and 20, 24 and 25, Cincinnati, OH! I will be at the Liberty Township Funny Bone. Come see me in Cincinnati. I'm going to get me some Skyline chili. It's going to be delicious. April the 1st, for real, I will be in Winchester, Virginia. You got any family in Winchester? I'm sure you probably are. You, nope. You're from Winchester, aren't you?
Nope.
You spent 2 months there when you was a baby, right?
I don't have any family in Winchester.
I'm sure that'll change somehow next week. Well, I'll be there April 1st in Winchester, Virginia at a place called The Monument. One
ooh,
show.
April 1st.
One night, two shows. April the 15th, I'll be in Hickory doing a prom. And you're invited. Go to johnreap.com, click on prom, and come do the prom with us. It's a fundraiser for charity. And you don't have to have a date. That's called John Reap's Prom Part 2, The Redo. Come out and hang out with us. It's going to be fun. April the 27th through the 29th, just added Louisville, Kentucky. And that's how you say it, Louisville. I'll be at a place called Laugh Louisville, April 27 and 29. May the 20th, just added Jacksonville, North Carolina, at a place called The Limelight. Now remember, we're not just a live show. We're also a regular podcast for your sound canals, your listening lobes, your ear holes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, anywhere you get a podcast, we are there. And we could use your love over there too. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's fun just to listen and not watch. And if you want to help us out, join our support page. Go to countryish.com, click on support and sign up. Four different levels you can join. Rhinestone level, Pewter Pro, Executive Zirconia, Platinum Elite. And that's 100. If you join at the Platinum Elite level, you get to be a guest on the show. You get to be my co-host. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. But if you got no money and you want to help us out, give us 5 stars at Apple Podcast and write us a nice review. And I'll have intern Isaiah read whatever you wrote. And I think we have a new one.
Yes, sir. We have a 5-star review from Slimbo Slice 98. They said, it's Slimbo Slice again. Had a question. I know resident Hayseed Genzy grew up in a family of coal miners in Virginia. Just wondered what part. The reason I asked, the old lady's family grew up in the old coal mines of Richlands, Virginia, over towards Grundy. Anyways, love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Hope everyone at the studio is doing great. Love y'all. Bicycle.
Okay. Do you know this person?
I have no clue who this person is.
Oh, well, then, okay. Can you answer their questions?
Yes. So I grew up, like I said earlier, in Daint.
And Daint, that's not Winchester.
No, not Winchester. Yeah. Not Winchester. Okay. And that's about an hour away from Grundy.
All right. There you go. Slimbo Slice 98.
Never worked a coal mine day in his life, has he?
Yeah. But his lungs are beautiful.
But my papa worked in the coal mines for 50 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank him for his service.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any corrections, concerns, comments in the comments section?
So for the comments, a couple of them. V Moon, again, the artist from the big
big portrait that we got down there in Charlotte over New Year's.
Yeah, that's me doing the hickory head shake.
She identified that big moth. She said it's a Goliath butterfly.
A Goliath butterfly. Yeah, it's huge.
And also, Samantha Dawn Kingston says, I so want to hear Isaiah say, well, I'll let you do it, because if I say it, I might prejudice to your pronunciation.
Stoughton and Swoop? I guess
are these towns?
Yeah, these are towns in Virginia.
Well, you don't even Stoughton? Know. But like, you don't even know how to say them. You live there.
But that's like the more north.
Mm-hmm. Close to the D.C. area.
No, oh, not close to the D.C. area. More like in the Shenandoah Maryland. Valley region of yeah, Virginia.
Straight up 81.
Anything else yeah. there, Ball?
I'm good. Okay. Just want to sit there and let him know that he's doing a little bit better on the push out with the show. With the small town
news. Small town news. Good job today. Clap
thank
for yourself.
You, thank you.
Clap thank you, yourself. Elliot. Elliot probably did most of it.
No, Elliot.
No. It was me and John and
Rick Sanford the
third. Rick Sanford the third.
I heard that he's helping you a little bit.
Rick Sanford's pretty slick.
Hey, Rick Sanford the third is a funny dude. Very witty. He's always leaving funny comments, and I'll read it and go like, "Dang it, why didn't I think of that?"
He's got one-liners.
He's got great one-liners.
So yeah, this time it was just me and you actually had to change a couple of my jokes because it was real dirty.
Yeah. Trying to clean it up.
They was real dirty.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, anything you want to say? Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, happy birthday.
I'm so sorry I won't be here for your birthday, but it wouldn't be fair if I was here for yours and I wasn't here for his.
I know where I'm flying out to meet you.
Oh, that's right. He's coming to Vegas.
Nah, he's working.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
He's working.
All right, Booth, anything y'all want to say? We good?
No, we're all good here, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Marcus?
Go Heels.
Yeah.
Go the baseball team, I guess. Yeah. That's what's next.
All I know is I've got a lot more free time the next couple weeks.
So exactly. Nothing to worry about.
Should we fill out a bracket in-house just for fun?
No.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You print them out. One of you guys print them out. Bring them in.
All right, you got to do it by tomorrow.
Do it by tomorrow. Or email it to us or whatever.
All righty.
I'll fill one out. We'll do it for fun.
If you get one out to us, I'll do it.
All right. Okay, everybody, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for watching this, liking this, commenting on this, subscribing to this, and most of all, sharing it. Show's over, right? Did you have a good time? Pass on the love. We'll see you back here next week. Till then, I'm John Reap for everybody else up in here. Bicycle! With only one arm, keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish. Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you.